Unapologetic Love Story by Elle McNichol. Read by Jesse Maley.
Author's note. This book was submitted days after hearing one of the most powerful men in the world say that autistic people would never write a poem or go on a date. Here's to the autistics who don't pay attention to would nevers, and to those who know that we are none of their business. Roses are red, with thorns that can prick. You are enough, and that man is a dick. There. A poem. I was diagnosed at the age of 9. I had no idea what being neurodivergent meant at that age. It's been 20 years and I'm still learning every day. This novel is not intended to teach, to present, to educate. It's just a novel with an autistic woman in the lead role, with all of the complications and joy of that. They may not be everyone's complications, but they are written from life. This is for the autistic women who have a special interest in romance, who have been chronically misunderstood or given a million labels before finding one that truly for the ones who love love, who know that there is resistance and joy. This is for autistics who fuck, basically.
Chapter 1. The receptionist had been expecting a neurotypical. Agnes Merchant was an all-girls establishment, with a strict uniform code and fees that could get up to six figures once you factored in donations to the new alumni hall. This day was World Autism Day, and, in a show of real inclusivity, the faculty had invited two speakers for a special assembly. The first, a representative from a charity, had already arrived. She was sitting in the green room, a slightly severe woman in her 50s, who'd only met a handful of autistic people in her life, despite making them the sole focus of her career. She cast suspicious looks at the students as they passed by. The second guest stood before the receptionist.
"Can I help you?"
The guest smiled. The date of birth she'd given when signing in set her age at 28, but she looked younger. Her hair was long and blonde, with streaks of pink, a soft cerise that happened to match the fluffy cowgirl boots she was wearing. "I'm Raina Lewis, the podcaster. You're expecting me." The receptionist was stunned. That couldn't possibly be true. She aggressively flipped through her logbook and pulled up a document on her geriatric computer. "I'm a speaker," the young woman added softly, "for today's assembly."
"Let me call Miss Lamb,"
the receptionist squeaked, grabbing the phone. She punched in the extension number and slammed the earpiece to the side of her head, quivering as she waited for the other member of staff to pick up. The young woman's eyes were not visible through her dark sunglasses, but she smiled, amused by the scene before her.
"Hi, Carol, yes,"
the receptionist gabbled into the phone.
"I have a Miss Lewis here with me."
Miss Lamb interrupted to say that she'd be right along, and then hung up the phone. The receptionist listened to the dial tone for a few seconds before dazedly putting the receiver down.
"She'll be right along,"
she echoed faintly. "Good," said the young woman serenely. "Thank you. You did really well." The receptionist gaped, not sure whether to be grateful or offended by the teasing compliment. Miss Lamb made her way down the long corridor from her office to reception. This was her fifth year teaching at the Agnes Merchant School for Girls, and she was determined to see this assembly go ahead without a cough, sneeze, "please miss," or a strategic escape to the nurse. The Year 9 girls were filing into the assembly hall, where teachers were poised with makeup wipes.
"Katie has too much eyeliner on,"
Miss Lamb called to Mrs. Perkins before she finally reached reception.
"All right, Miss Lewis, it's a pleasure to meet—"
Her words fell away as she laid eyes on the visitor, her outstretched hand frozen in the air like it belonged to a mannequin. The whole assembly had been Miss Lamb's idea. She'd found the speakers. Granted, she'd not spent more than 10 minutes doing so, but her choices had seemed sound and reasonable at the time. Frances Horn, charity spokesperson, had arrived early and was exactly what Miss Lamb had expected. Serious and dull. Destined for an MBE in charity work. Raina Lewis was entirely unexpected,